Good afternoon, friends. We really appreciate you joining us for another short devotional message. I just want to read a verse or two from the book of Genesis, chapter 28. And this is Jacob's vow before the Lord. Jacob vowed a vow saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." Jacob vowed a vow: "God, if you lead me and guide me and bless me, I'll honour you and I'll give you back a tenth of all that you have given to me." Over the last little while, we've been thinking from time to time about some great Christian businessmen who loved the Lord and honoured the Lord and proved God and were used of God. We have thought about Mr. Cadbury, we have thought about Quaker Oats, we have thought about Tropicana orange juice, what else? Lya's Golden Syrup, Jelly Babies, and quite a few others. I just can't remember them all now. Coca-Cola, most of them are not all that healthy, and certainly a lot of them are bad for your teeth, which is why it's very important every day to brush your teeth. Probably the most famous toothpaste brand in all the world is Colgate. It's one of the oldest brands, it's one of the most well known, and it's also one of the most successful. Brushing your teeth is a good habit. I didn't brush my teeth as much as I should have when I was young, and I've got a few fillings because of that. But oral hygiene, very important. Good to have a nice smile, good to have nice white teeth, good to have nice fresh breath. It also stops you and helps you prevent getting the flu and colds and sore throats. If you brush your teeth at least twice a day, it's a good habit to get into. And Colgate is the most well-known brand of toothpaste in the world. You know, the Colgate family emigrated to America many, many years ago. William Colgate, who invented the toothpaste, was only 15 years of age at the time, and they emigrated in 1795. The father was unable to support his large family, and so whenever William was relatively young, just in his late teens, he emigrated to New York City. A good Christian friend encouraged him, "Be a good man. Give your heart to Christ. Give God all that belongs to him. Make an honest soap. Give God a full pound." You see, William was going to try to enter into business and make soap. And his friend encouraged him, "Honour God with your substance. Make a good soap, make a good quality product, and honour God as the Lord honours you." Jacob made this great vow in Genesis 28. William Colgate made it his own vow: "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment that I put on, of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." For 2 years, he worked in a soap factory. After he had learned the basics, he went out on his own to make his own soap. His business grew, and the first dollar that he made, he tithed it and gave 10 cents to the Lord. He got married. They had 11 children. They began to attend church together. They had a family altar together. That is, they prayed together. They read the Word of God together. No alcohol was allowed in the home. And God really prospered his life, his witness, and the Colgate industry. Soon they were making toothpaste. And soon he was not only giving 10%, but then 20%, 30%, 40%, then 50% of his income to the Lord and to the Lord's work. Because God had blessed him, and God had honoured him, and God had prospered him so much. You know, there's a lovely promise in the book of Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 10, where the Lord says, if you prove him by bringing all of the tithes into the storehouse, honouring the Lord with that tenth, God promises to bless in return and to open the windows of heaven and to provide for all of your needs. Samuel said, "Them that honour God, God in turn will honour them." William Colgate died in 1857, the year before the Great Revival. And the Colgate industry, to this day, employs some 37,900 employees. So next time you brush your teeth, especially if you're using Colgate toothpaste, remember William Colgate, how he honoured and served the Lord, and God honoured and blessed him, and God used him even as he tithed his income to the Lord. The tithe is the Lord's. Let's honour the Lord in these days, and let's prove him, and the Lord promises to honour us. Thank you for listening. See you next time.